This is John Thomas. As you know, I wrote a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. And let me tell you again, you can, and it's not hard. If you've been listening to my podcast, you know by now that you made yourself fat. Food did not make you fat. Food just lays there. You pick it up and you put it in your mouth, and you taste it, and you chew it, and you swallow it, and that's why you got fat. You did it all by yourself. Didn't want to. You had no control. Why? Because you're eating for emotional reasons. You know, when I tell people they're eating for emotional reasons, a lot of people say, you know, John, that's just crazy. You make it sound like I'm some sort of a nutcase. I just like food. I'm a connoisseur. I appreciate good cooking. I enjoy the finer things in life. Yes, I can lose weight anytime I want to. I just have to be in the right mood. But do not tell me, they say, that I eat for emotional reasons. I just love to eat, they say, and I have a great appetite. You know, that's fine. You can object all you want, but the fact of the matter is you are eating to satisfy emotional needs. Again, when you say you love food or love to eat, what you're talking about is putting food in your mouth, tasting it, chewing it, and swallowing it. That's it. When you say you have a good appetite, what do you really mean? We really mean, what you're really saying is you really need a lot of food in your mouth. During that brief period it's in your mouth, that changes everything for you. That's what your appetite is. Let me tell you, if you're just eating for nourishment, you wouldn't be fat. You would eat the exact amount of food, or pretty close to the exact amount of food you needed to maintain your daily activities. That's all it is. So the problem is then the emotional eating. Now, people ask me, all right, John, what are emotional needs? Tell me what they are. Let me give you some. And we all understand this. A lot of this may seem like common sense after you hear it, but the problem is you haven't been able to do anything about it yet. What we're going to do is discuss the kinds of emotional needs that cause you to eat, or what I call put food in your mouth, and then we'll talk about how to get rid of them, which we can do, and you can do, and it's not hard. Look, on a positive vein, emotional needs include the needs for affection, love, companionship, you know, security, peace of mind, happiness, comfort, pleasure, friendship, acceptance, belonging, and other things that you value, and people, particularly you, value emotionally. When you don't get enough of any of those things, you find yourself putting food in your mouth. It is essentially a knee-jerk reaction. You don't think about it. You don't plan on it. All you know is if you don't get any of those or enough of those positive emotional needs, you put food in your mouth. On the other hand, on a negative basis, when you are concerned or feel deprived, you're angry, you're anxious, you're under stress, you're frustrated, nervous, depressed, uneasy, or all of the emotions you don't like, you know what you do? You put food in your mouth. When you feel any of those emotions, positive or negative, you find yourself eating, or I say putting food in your mouth. You may deny it. You can deny it all you want, but the fact of the matter is that's reality. That's why you got fat. And that's why you're keeping yourself fat, because you have the emotional need for food. And as I told you before, that's why diets are pointless. Telling people to make intelligent decisions about food is pointless. It's not a logical thing. It is not logical. It is emotional. If the whole problem was do what you think is right and you have the ability to do it, nobody would be fat. People ask me why I'm doing this. Let me tell you. There's nothing in it financially for me. I want you. I want your friends. I want your family, husband, wife, spouse, significant other, children, friends, neighbors. I want everybody to know they do not have to be fat. And I want to tell them how. I want nothing. I don't want a penny for this. I want everybody to do the right thing. I want everybody to be thin. I want everybody happy. You may, and the reason I repeat this a lot is because you probably, if you're listening to this, have been overweight or heavy or obese or fat or whatever you want to call it for decades, years or decades, a long time. You believe you're stuck. You believe you're stuck at whatever weight you are. If you weigh 200 pounds, or you're at 200, you become a 250-pound person. 200-pound person, 250-pound person. You are stuck there, so you think. You don't know what to do. You've tried dieting or depriving yourself emotionally, which is pointless, hundreds of times. if you've ever been successful in fighting yourself down 10, 20, 30 pounds, you've gained it back. You've gained it back because you become emotionally comfortable weighing 200 or 250 or whatever it is. That's the person you are emotionally. We're going to change all that. We're going to eliminate it. And you say, well, John, I don't know how to do this. I mean, after all, I've been fat for a long time, and how am I going to change it? Because I feel I need the food in my mouth. Once you come to grips with the fact that it's an emotional issue and you've done it to yourself and you had no control, then that's a giant step. You're really on the way. And by the way, I'm glad that so many people have emailed me and told me about the great progress they're making. I'm thrilled. I'm really happy. That's why I do this. Look, if you want, what you have to do, once you intellectually accept everything I'm saying, which you know is true, you really do, everybody does, you think you're stuck, let's go feel it. You have to feel what I'm telling you is true. I mean, I want you to take my word for it, but I want you to experience it yourself. Look, take some food, any food that you like, maybe chocolate cake, ice cream, fried chicken, anything you want. I don't really care. Put it in your mouth. Taste it, chew it, just like you're eating. Now, I know it tastes good because you like it. What's it feel like? Does it make you feel good? Does it give you a high? Does it make you feel at peace? Does it make you feel secure? Does it make you feel accepted, wanted? Is it a good feeling? The answer is, for yourself, you can tell yourself, but the answer is all the above. That's why you're doing it. It is not just to put the food in your mouth. It's what it does for you. This is really significant. It's the whole thing. It's not just the food. It's your need for it and what it does. Your need is for what it does for you emotionally, not just the food. You don't really want a piece of chocolate cake just for the chocolate cake. Yes, I know it tastes good, but how does it make you feel? It is that feeling that you need. If it's security, it's security. If it's because you're anxious and you put something in your mouth, does it make you feel better? Does it make you feel secure? Does it make you feel at ease? Does it make you feel pleasant? Are you in a high? All those things are critical. This is like the heart of the problem, the issue. What emotional reaction do you get to the food? You may have to do this more than one time. You may have to do it 10, 20 times. Tell yourself. Don't tell me anything. I don't need to know. You're the one who's overweight, and I'm sorry about it, but you can eliminate it. You can eliminate the problem. You can be free. Once you understand and feel, you have to feel what it is that the food is doing for you. That's the emotional reaction. When I say emotional need for food, when you put the food in your mouth, it satisfies an emotional need, not just putting food in your mouth. That's what makes you feel good. It stops you from feeling bad. It is just that simple. But you have to experience it. Once you experience what it is and you feel, then you've identified your problem. Everybody has pretty much the same problem in different degrees. If you have a much bigger problem, you weigh more. And that's just what happens. That's why people, when they lose weight, gain it back. I have a friend, and I'm sure you all can relate to the story, weighed 300 pounds. He had a stroke, had to lose weight. Man, he went down to 230 pounds, it seemed like in a couple of months. You know what happened? After the fear passed, the emotional fear of the stroke and what might happen, gained it all back, weighs 310. You know, that may have happened to you, may have happened to people you know, people you love and care for. Why they do it? Think about it. They just didn't want to be fat. You don't want to be fat. You don't want to be heavy. You don't want to be obese. You don't have to be. I tell you again, you can free yourself, and I will help you free yourself from any emotional need you feel to put food in your mouth. But first, you really have to understand why you're doing it, and you have to feel it. It's one thing to understand things intellectually and logically. It's another thing to deal with it on an emotional level. Look, put food in your mouth. Or if you really want to see what it's like, if there's a kind of food you like, let's say just chocolate cake, and you feel you really need it, don't put it in your mouth. And you will feel anxious after a period of time. You feel deprived. You may feel nervous. You'll feel concerned. Look, at night when you watch television, do you put food in your mouth? Why? Why? You call it eating. I call it putting food in your mouth. You've already eaten dinner. You probably had enough food. Why do you have more food? Feel it. Do it. Do it for yourself. This is not for me. It's for you. Feel what you're doing. Feel the reaction it has. I will tell you, once you identify the reaction you have to food or the lack of food, you'll understand the problem. Then I can help you make it go away. Honest. This is John Thomas. We'll do this more often, but stick with me. I don't want anything from you. I just want to make you free. I want you to be free of all the emotional needs that are causing you to have caused you to make yourself fat and now are keeping yourself fat. Don't do that. Stick with me. Feel what it is. Once you feel it, we can make it go away. And once you make it go away, you're free. You don't worry about food anymore. You will eat food for nourishment. You will not eat food to make yourself fat. It's not a question of losing weight. I don't want to disabuse anybody of this notion. You are not just losing weight. Oh, you'll weigh a lot less, but you become a person who weighs a different weight. If you weigh 200 and you want to weigh 150, today you're a 200-pound person. When you finish this, you'll be a 150-pound person. You will never gain any weight back because you will be emotionally uncomfortable weighing more. This is a long podcast, I know, but it's important. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. Put food in your mouth and see the emotional reaction. I'll talk to you on the next podcast. Goodbye.